You can put it off until it's and deny it, it's coming, or you can choose to say, I prefer to learn now. I prefer to risk everything now and learn those lessons now, so when the time comes, I don't have to sweat blood. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier now. But it's your choice. And I hope you're here this weekend so that you can start learning that process, and I hope it will encourage some of you to begin to do some things you never would have thought of otherwise. We made that choice, and I would do it over 100 times over again. It was the best choice we've ever made in our life. Just to say, Lord, we're going to try you out firsthand for 1 year. We're going to go, and whether we live or die is in your hands. We're not going to have any benefits, any food, anything. We just want to do what you promised your disciples. Don't take anything with you. Just go. For the workman is worthy of his hire. So we went. We took the last paycheck. I remember that last paycheck from the division. I was at the conference office, and I was looking at it. Took it to the bank and I cashed it. That was the last check I've gotten in 9 years. Took the money, chartered an airplane, $700, and flew back into the jungles, 2 hours, dropped us off. My brother-in-law came in on the next flight, and there we were in the middle of the jungles with no way to get out. They put us in a little tiny room. We had told them we were coming. We called them and told them we were coming, but they said, we've never seen anybody come. We don't believe they're going to really come. So we'll wait till they come before we do anything. When we showed up, it was kind of embarrassing because they had begged us. They'd pray, they'd beg. But for 30 years, after 30 years of begging, you don't see anybody come. You know, you get a little pessimistic. When we finally showed up, they realized 2 families, 7, 8 kids, and 4 adults crammed into this little 2-bedroom thing. And how are you going to... And they started building like crazy. About a month later, we finally had 2 houses. The whole village worked, and we finally were able to split. But the first day, no food. Second day, there was food piled out of our door. They got up early and went to their fields, got the food, and brought it back and left it. And every morning, we found food piled outside of our door. And we began to take care of their spiritual needs, began to teach, their medical needs. And then we ran into a problem with a real severe infection that was threatening to turn systemic, and we needed some antibiotics right away to be able to save the person's life. And so we sent a little bit of money we had left to the town with a pilot that came in. A week later, they brought the stuff in, and we gave them medications and saved the patient's life, but we didn't have anything left. But soon after, a lady came in and said, yeah, I grew up in Guyana. My dad was a missionary doctor here 30 years ago. And when she left us about 10 times more than the little bit of money we spent. And so we bought more supplies. And as soon as it was gone, more came in. And the more we gave, the more we got back. And pretty soon I began to see it. It didn't take long, you know. Abstract reasoning is one of my strengths. And I begin to see, there's not very much abstract between spending and getting. And the more you spend, the more you get. And that's exactly one of the principles I discovered of the Bible. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's a biblical principle. And the only way you can discover it is by giving. You can never discover it by getting first and then giving. First, you take the risk of giving more than you're comfortable in. When you give more than what you're comfortable, what you feel the Holy Spirit is telling you to do, you begin to realize everything I have is not mine. I'm just a manager. All I do is take it and pass it on, and we become funnels. You know, we just part of the chain God uses to bless the world. And the more faithful we are with what we have, the more we get, because God can entrust to give us more. Why would God give us $1 million when we haven't been faithful in 10,000? Why would He give us 10,000 when we haven't even been faithful in 100? In other words, there's a relationship between what we do with what we have and what God can entrust us to do with, to use. So I began to see that relationship, and I learned that principle number one, if I use what I have and pass it on, I always get more. The supply is unlimited. And I'm going to be repeating these principles as we go on this weekend because they're very important. If you live your life by principles, you can deal with any situation. Well, then, one day I had 4 captains come to see me, 4 village chiefs. Elder, we so much appreciate. We've heard about all you're doing here: medical care, spiritual care. Your wife is teaching the in the afternoon at the church, reading Adventist Home, teaching us more about raising our kids. You're teaching. Your brother-in-law is teaching health and so on. And could you come to our village? Sure. Where do you live? Not very far. Only 4 days walking in this direction. I never walked anywhere for 4 days. And I was 4 days there and 4 days back, 8 days of walking without doing anything.